Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 118. While we were worshiping in song, I wanted to sing. I was going to not sing and save my voice. But that was important. I appreciate that. Thank you, Roger. When you hear the word celebrate, what images go through your mind? I asked you that earlier about celebrating. Have you ever been a part of a celebration, just an amazing event, celebrating? Have you ever been a part of something like that? Have you ever been a part of something like that in church? In worship? Have you ever been a part of like that in a church? I have, and it's such an amazing event. God wants us to celebrate in Him. Earlier in the week when I was thinking about this word celebrate, and you could put a slash and add the word worship, when we often say the word worship, but this morning I'm going to try to use the word celebrate. When I wrote that word down on a piece of paper, my mind went to a song that was popular in 1969 by a group called Three Dog Night. If any of you remember that group, celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music, celebrate. Well, we don't dance to the music. Cynthia's going to someday. I have been a part of worship services that have been celebrations, and people dance. People dance to the Lord. It's an amazing thing. For Scandinavians, we're somewhat reserved, and so sometimes we sit on our celebration. But God, our Heavenly Father, really desires for us to celebrate. Uncontrollable celebration, controlled celebration as well. I asked myself the question, can I use the word celebrate and church in the same sentence? Or even in the same thought process? Do they go together? Martin Luther said this of Psalm 118, "This is a psalm that I love. For it has often served me well and has helped me out of grave troubles when neither emperors, kings, wise men, clever men, nor saints could have helped me." That's the power in Psalm 118. We're going to cover it quickly and briefly this morning, but I would invite you this afternoon to sit down and read it verse for verse, and let it speak to you. Psalm 118 was used in the worship service in the temple. Now I want you to imagine this. I want you to close your eyes if you need to. Use your imagination. There were two choirs, and there was one worship leader. And there was a call to worship, and the call to worship was a passage from Genesis that I read for you last Sunday. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, He is one." That's the mantra of the Jewish nation. It's their foundation. They believe. I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna say it with some volume, okay? Because imagine that you're in the temple. You're in the temple. And a priest, the high priest, gets up in front. And he's yelling to everybody there, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, He is one." And everybody would say, well, they had two choirs. And so one choir would sing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." Now listen to that. Just let that sink through your head. Two choirs, one on each side, sort of like us sitting here this morning. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." The other choir would answer back, "His love endures forever. Back and forth they would chant. Back and forth they would say these phrases, these words to each other. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And then the echo would come. The other side would answer back. His love endures forever. Imagine being a part of that celebration. They would celebrate. They knew that the Lord, the God that they worshipped, that He was one. And then all of the people would join in together. And then they would say that together. And I want you to say it with me this morning. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. I'm going to put down the microphone and I want to hear your voices this morning, okay? Let's celebrate. Do you believe the words of that psalm? Do you believe the words of Scripture?
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever.
Amen. It does. It endures forever. In Psalm 118, King David gives us reasons for celebrating. Now, to celebrate, you need a reason, right? It helps, right? It helps. If you're throwing a party, you're going to have a celebration. You're going to have a major event. Somebody's going to come along and say, well, why? What's happening? What are we celebrating? And so, in writing Psalm 118, King David, gives us several reasons for us today. These are good for us. They were good for David. They were good for the nation of Israel. They were good for this celebration at the temple. But we also believe and know that God's Word is good then and it's good today, right? It's good for us today. In verses 1 through 14, when we celebrate God, when we worship, when we celebrate God, we are affirming that the Lord is our strength. How do you make it through a day? How do you make it through a week? How have you made it in life to the point where you're at? King David wanted us to know, wanted us to be absorbed with the thought that God, our Heavenly Father, is our strength. He's my strength. When I was talking with this couple on Thursday and the peace that this man had, I went back in my life a little over seven years ago, and the peace that I had when I went through my cancer event in my life. And I would run into people that would say, you know, are you anxious about this? You know, are you depressed or whatever? And I would just say, no. I said, God's got it. You know, He's got me. He's my strength. We celebrate God. We are affirming when we celebrate, when you worship, you are affirming that the Lord is your strength. God is good. He is merciful. And because we have received that mercy, because we have received His blessings, because we have received His goodness, we give thanks. We give thanks. We celebrate. When you say thank you to somebody, have you ever said thank you to somebody and they've never done anything for you? If you have, you're a rare breed. Most of us wait until somebody does something for us and then we say thank you. Listening to the radio the other day, a couple of people were dialoguing about the event. One man was walking into a store and there was a woman coming up behind him. So he reached for the door and he opened the door for her. And she just had her head down and walked right by him. Never looked at him. Never said a word. And he said, you know, he said, I was kind of hurt. Kind of offended. You know, he didn't do it to hear a thank you. But he just did it. But he expected somebody to look at him maybe, or even just mumble a thank you. But this woman didn't do that. Why do we celebrate? Why do we say thank you to God our Heavenly Father? Because we have received so much from Him. We have absolutely received so much from Him. David, in writing the psalm, instructs the nation to give thanks. give thanks. We do it when we serve communion here. This could really be almost a Thanksgiving Day message this morning for you. But it's not. It's today, because we don't save celebrating, worshiping God, saying thank you to God for one day a year. Every day we say thank you to God, our Heavenly Father. In verse 3 of this passage, let me read it for you. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. That's for the high priest. That's for the priesthood. That would be for pastors. It's a very specific passage for us. And then verse 4, let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. Do you fear God today? And we use that word fear in a good way, not in a scary way, like the world would have us be afraid of stuff. All who fear the Lord are to say, his love endures forever. Celebrate. Verses 5 through 14, the psalmist tells his story. Why celebrate? Why celebrate? Why give praise to God? Because he's my strength. I make it through the day. I made it through yesterday because God was with me. His Holy Spirit is in me. Verse 14 of this passage is for all of us. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Boy, that's Old Testament writing. That's Psalm 118. Isn't that the theme of Jesus coming? Christmas, our Savior. The Lord is my strength and my song. What song goes through your mind? What song are you singing? What song is your life singing? He is my salvation. I celebrate. With God as our salvation, we will not fear anything. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Give it to God. If God is our strength, the writer in the New Testament would remind us, what are we to be afraid of? Who's against us? Who is stronger than our God? No one. No one. What are you backing down from? God is our strength. We have a reason to celebrate. Love God, love others. We celebrate God. The psalmist reaffirms for us that when we celebrate, we are saying, the Lord is our song. This morning, every Sunday morning, we give you opportunity to worship by singing. Participating in that time of worship is an opportunity for your heart. And Jesus taught what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. Okay? So your mouth is moving. There's something coming out. Let it come from your heart. The Lord is our song. And this song is for the righteous. This is for the righteous. Those who believe and live out God's word. Someone said, when I cannot pray, I always sing. I'm going to say that again. Maybe you want to write that down. You've come into a day, you've come into a challenge, and you can't even mumble a prayer to God. Find a song to sing. When I cannot pray, I always sing. The Bible is good news. It's God's word. It's a good word. We are reading today in the Psalms, we are reading David's diary. We are reading his journal. We are reading his spiritual story. And when we celebrate, we again are affirming God is our strength. He's our Savior. He is our salvation. We have no salvation without him. We are condemned. He is our victory. I'm a loser without God. I'm a loser without God. If you're here this morning and you don't have God as your Savior, you've never confessed him as Lord and Savior of your life, you're a loser. And I say that kindly, but I say it boldly. That's scriptural. That's the Bible. There's only two ways to live, surrender to God or surrender to self. Surrendering to self, you'll suffer. You're a loser. Without him, I lose at everything I hope to accomplish. Verses 22 and 23. Let me read that for you. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. That's a good word, isn't it? That's a prophecy of the birth of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Savior. It's our victory. We sing a song, Victory in Jesus. Sing it once in a while. I would challenge you to sing that song, and we might sing that here in a little bit. But I'll speak for myself. I can't sing that song with a sour heart. It's one of those songs that just kind of picks you up and takes you along, right? At least it does for me. Have you experienced the love of God? Have you experienced His grace? Have you experienced His presence in your life? I have. I pray that you have. What a time of celebration. Victory in Jesus, what a song of celebration. It's a song of great faith. I sing it when I'm down. When I'm reminiscing, thinking about my childhood, I that song comes, probably the very first song that comes to my mind. Because I remember singing it in camp meetings, a very basic church structure, sawdust for the floor, the pews were planked, no padding. I remember as a little boy playing in the sawdust on the floor. My mom and dad, I don't know where they were. Anyway. And then somebody would ask, you know, somebody have a favorite song to sing? And there would always be somebody there that would say, Victory in Jesus. We need to sing Victory in Jesus. Why? Because it had great meaning to those people, several of them. And there was an amazing celebration of God's Spirit. They danced. They jumped pews. They waved hankies. They celebrated because God is God. God is God. And they had recognized in their own life that He was their strength. He is their salvation. He is their joy. Verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Have you rejoiced? Are you glad for today? Anybody glad that they're alive today? All right. Christians, we have bad days, right? You have a bad day, you have a challenging day, something just kind of, my dad would say, you get a burr under your saddle, you know, and the horse throws you off. Something crazy happens. And that's life, and those things happen. But for Christians, the Holy Spirit will lead us right back to giving praise to God, celebrating God because He's my strength. When life happens, I lean on Him. Rejoice, rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice and be glad in it. You want to lift yourself out of a pit of despair? Start singing a song. Rejoice. Rejoice. Sing a song. Sing a song. Victory in Jesus is a song of faith. It's a song of celebration. It's a song when I'm down, when you're down. Sing it when the world has kicked mud in your face. Sing it when there's nothing to sing. And I hope you have a song like that. You have that song. You know, couples, we talk about couples. You have a couple song. You know, what was the song, that the love song, you know, when you were dating years ago? We talk about that. I would challenge each of us, each of you this morning, what's your God song? What's your go-to song? When life is tough, you can't mumble a word, there's nobody to talk to except God, and you may not even feel like talking to God. But then there's a song in your heart. There's a song that comes to your mind. What is it? What do you sing? What do you sing? Do you sing one of the songs that we sung this morning? Does a phrase to a song come to your mind? And why should we do that? Because God has given you one more day. He's given you today. Let me read the last five verses of Psalm 118 for you. Follow along. I'll begin reading with verse 25. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine up on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. That's an amazing word picture. It's an amazing word picture. And it had great meaning of surrender to the Lordship of God our Heavenly Father. Verse 28, you are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Amen. His love endures forever. The psalmist prays for salvation, forgiveness, for success. Do you ever pray for success? God wants to give it to you. Spiritual success. Verse 26. The psalmist gives each of us a blessing when we come to worship. When you came to worship this morning, do you know that God already had a blessing prepared for you? I hope you've accepted it. I hope you've acknowledged it in your life. Why celebrate? Why worship God? His light is shining on us. His light is shining on you. He and only he is our source of light. John says that. Jesus Christ is the light. There's only one light. We are to give ourselves as a living sacrifice to worship. You ever do that? Just give yourself to God in worship. Romans 12:1. It's our act of worship to surrender ourselves. A living sacrifice. Verses 28 and 29 complete the circle of worship. The celebration of our God is complete when we say with 100% confidence, 100% faith, and we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Forever. I want you to take a hymnal and turn to page 352. It is Victory in Jesus. I want you to listen to the... I'm just going to read a couple of the phrases and then we're going to sing it. I begged my mother to come to church this morning. She's been ministering over at Bethesda. It's good to have her back. Wait just a little bit. Roger, would you come up here and help? But let me read the phrases. I want to read the phrases. Listen to this. I heard an old, old story. Somebody heard the story. The writer that says, I heard an old, old story. It begins with hearing a story. Are you telling anybody your story? We have a couple in the Bible here. Do you ever tell somebody your story? This writer of this song wrote the song because he heard the story. Boy, that doesn't speak to me about telling the story of Jesus in my life. He heard the story, and because he heard the story, the top of the page, the next page, then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Tell your story to somebody. They need to hear it. And when they hear it, you can pray that they will surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. and find victory. I invite you to stand this morning, and we're going to celebrate. I want you to celebrate in singing this song. All right?
I've heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
The last phrase, all my love is due Him. Let me change that word love to celebrate. All my celebrating is due to Jesus Christ. All your celebrating. We're not going to celebrate the Vikings anymore. They lost. Say goodbye to them. There's no reason to celebrate. Everything in this world is temporary. There's no reason to celebrate it. Only loving God or Heavenly Father is the reason to celebrate. Amen? Do you believe that? Go and celebrate with somebody today. Share your story. Jesus Christ is our victory. God, thank you for... thank you for giving us victory. Thank you for giving to us your Son. His shed blood, death on the cross, resurrection, ascension into heaven, It's all there for us when we truly believe. Oh God, thank you for speaking to me today. Let us go and celebrate today. Celebrate over a good lunch, but let us celebrate in Christ, our living Savior. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.